The next patient is Miss Ann Anderson. The last name is A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old African-American female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD, that is 3AA2. The patient remains with a serum creatinine of 1.1. A BUN of 12. With an estimated EFR of 48 mL per minute. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 330 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient has a long-standing history of diabetes mellitus, and this is most likely the responsible for the proteinuria. Period. This patient is a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors like Jardiance or Farxiga, in order to get the benefit of the cardiovascular condition. Period. At this point, I am not going to do it. Scratch that out. This patient is taking Jardiance 25 milligrams daily. We are going to monitor the proteinuria. Following number. Number two. The patient has been experiencing the weight loss. In the last 6 months, the patient has lost 12 pounds. Period. Her complaint is gastrointestinal, has lost the appetite, and she says that most of the time when she wants to eat, she gets nauseated and she throws up. The patient was evaluated by the gastroenterologist Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, who needs to perform endoscopies, gastroscopy and colonoscopy, but he needs a cardiology clearance. Period. The cardiologist Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, has referred her to the interventional cardiologist. The appointment is in a couple of weeks. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post CABG in 2015. And placement of stents times 3. The patient is on Plavix. Following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in
6 months with laboratory workup. I have to point out that the hemoglobin A1C went down to 7.3%. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and in the documentation 5 minutes.